Good to be here.
Today you have a game for us that's called counterexamples.
That's right. Counterexamples are one of the things that mathematicians always do. It's how we prove each other wrong. It's how we have arguments with each other. What's great is kids love to prove adults wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives them the tools to do it in a way that's just a little bit more rigorous.
What age are we talking about?
This can be done with really young kids, pre-K and up, really.
Okay. Counterexamples. How do we do it?
So there are statements that are appealingly true sounding, but actually not actually true. What Colbert would call like a truthy sounding. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're with your kid. You say, oh, that cat has four legs. Oh, that dog has four legs. I guess all animals have four legs.
Uh-huh.
It's seductive. You've just gotten a couple of examples of what it seems like it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid knows that that's not true. And they can prove that it's not true by saying, no, people don't have four legs. People have two legs. Now, that is a counterexample. Maybe it's not four legs, but every animal has some legs.
Hmm. Like, sounds closer to true.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Like, every animal's got at least a couple of legs.
Dad, what about a fish?
Yeah, exactly. Fish, snakes, counterexamples, done, yeah. Or one I like is, we're in a room, it's lit by a light. I guess all light comes from light bulbs.
What about the sun, Dad?
Yeah, and that's a fun one. I've gotten, like, fireflies and, like, so many strange things.
So what are kids learning from that that's mathematical?
What's so interesting is this is actually how mathematics progresses. You get into statements like, you know, oh, when you add numbers together, they always get bigger. Very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be true for most of our experience, but that's not true for negative numbers.
Right.
Or if you multiply numbers together, they get larger. Well, that's not true for fractions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost the history of mathematics is a history of people thinking that things are true because it just feels right, and then coming up with a counterexample.
Finding out what's not true, that's any science or philosophy, or you could say any kind of wisdom, isn't it, is knocking down untruth. So why is that math?
Somehow what math is the purest framework of how logical thinking happens.
Uh-huh.
It gets you in the most direct contact with it. I think what we experience is math is like known by the experts and they pass that wisdom on to us. But this, in the most direct way, like explodes that dynamic. The kid actually says, wait a minute, it's not about the expert telling me something. It's about me being able to argue whether it's true or not. And that's just, I think in math and in all those other subjects, just what it's really about.
There is a theme, Dan, I think, running through the math games that you bring us from time to time, which is that you don't have to think you're doing math.
Right.
Why is that?
People's association with math is, if you're not suffering, you're not learning. And it's really the opposite. Like, we want to be relaxed. It's when we play that we actually take ownership over what we're doing. Even the people who are doing the deepest mathematical research are the people who've retained their ability to play.